He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our series The Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. In this series, we are talking about the life of the great leader of the Muslims, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, from various angles and trying to take Madani pearls from his blessed life so that we can try to follow in his blessed footsteps. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we know that every day thousands of people pass away and leave this world. And within a short period of time, they are forgotten. Some people straight away, nobody remembers them. They are forgotten once they have passed away. Some people maybe a day or 2 days. After that, they are forgotten. Some people maybe for a week or a month or a year, they are remembered by some people and then they are forgotten. Some people maybe 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Then after that, they are forgotten. And some people maybe for a generation, they're remembered. Or two generations or three generations. They are remembered. People know who they were, what they did, and how they behaved. But after that, they are forgotten. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are certain individuals who, they leave such a mark in this world. They leave such a legacy. They achieve something so great that not only 1 year later, not only 10 years later, not only 50 years later, not only 200 years later, 300 years later, but centuries upon centuries later, they are remembered. People know who they were, what they did, and how they behaved. They know more or less everything about their blessed lives. They know and they study their blessed life to such a level that they think their success will come in following these blessed individuals. And one of those blessed individuals who falls within this category is Sayyiduna Amirul Mu'mineen Umar bin Abdul Aziz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. It's mentioned he was either born in 61 Hijri or 63 Hijri. Approximately 1400 years ago. But even today, Muslims around the world, we study, we read, we listen and learn about the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, because of the legacy that he left behind, because of what he achieved in his blessed life, and because he is a shining star from amongst the Muslims. He is a shining example for me and you. And if we follow him, we will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah Almighty allow us to understand who this great personality was and try to follow and emulate him. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Now in today's episode, we are going to be talking about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh from the aspect of respect of parents. We'll talk about his respect for parents, what he said about this topic, and how from those people around him and amongst him, how they would respect parents, how they would behave with their parents, the importance of respecting parents, and how this leads to an individual becoming someone great. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he once advised someone, do not establish friendship with those who are disobedient to their parents. He said, do not establish friendship with those individuals who are disobedient to their parents. Why? He says, because why will he who cuts ties with his parents behave well with you? Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's a point to ponder and reflect upon. It's a great Madani pearl given to us from Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. That don't become friends with that individual who disrespects his parents. Ultimately, because if he can disrespect his parents, those people who brought him into this world, those people who looked after him when he was young, those people who did so much for him, if he can disrespect them, how will he behave towards you? Dear viewers of Madani Channel. Let's reflect. What do we learn from this one small saying? On the apparent, it looks like a small saying, but if we act upon it, we will achieve something big and we will avoid something massive. What will we achieve if we act upon it? I.e., we don't make friends with those individuals who are disrespectful to their parents. It means we will make friends with those who are respectful towards their parents. By making those type of friends, it means we will, inshallah azza wa jal, become those individuals who respect their parents, who avoid disrespect towards their parents. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this small sentence from Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, we understand the significance, the importance of companionship. We understand the importance of friends. We understand the importance of the company an individual keeps. We understand that those people who are around us, they have an effect on us. If the individuals around us did not have an effect on us, on the way we behave, on our mindset, on our attitude, then Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he wouldn't have advised that do not make friends with an individual who is disrespectful to his parents. Instead, the advice could have been, don't disrespect your parents yourself. The importance of companionship is such that whoever is around you, you will pick up their traits. You will start to behave like them. The saying in Arabic, "As-suhbatu mu'athira." Companionship, it has an effect. Whoever you are around, whoever is around you, they will have an effect on you. And if those individuals who are around you, ma'adallah, if they are disrespectful towards their parents, maybe their effect on you could end up being that you become disrespectful to your parents. But just imagine, all your friends are respectful towards their parents. The effect of that will be that they will become, you will become, me and you, we will become those individuals, inshallah, azza wa jal, who are respectful towards their parents because of the company we keep. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's easy to understand how this works. If we think of worldly examples, if we are out somewhere with our friends, say there's 10 people out and they've gone out to eat somewhere. If 9 of those individuals get up to read namaz, and there's only one who didn't want to read, but because the 9 others are going to read, that one individual will think, if everyone else is going, I might as well go as well. Maybe not the first time, but if it happens a few times, that companionship which he or she has around him or her, they will lead him or her towards doing good. They will lead to reading the salah. That companionship will have an effect to make that individual pious. But just think of it the other way. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we will see it commonly happening in our lives. That just imagine, out of those 10 individuals, there was only one who wanted to go read salah. There was only one who wanted to go read namaz. And the other 9, the food was here now. They didn't want to go read namaz. They thought, even though the time for prayer is finishing, it doesn't matter. Ma'azallah. Let's eat, the food is here. And they said to that individual, why are you always going? You can read later. Don't disturb our meal. We're all here together. Why are you going? Just think, what will be the state of that one individual who wanted to go pray? Maybe for the first time or second time or third time that it happens, the individual will be strong. But if those friends around him or her continuously put that pressure on, that peer pressure, it's not far-fetched that that individual will think, okay, I won't go, I'll read later. Ma'adallah, might pray salah as qaza. Remember, companionship has an effect. And there will be many other examples within our lives like this, where we can see, yes, companionship did have an effect. Because of those who were around me, I prayed salah. Because of those who were around me, I started speaking in a certain way, or I started leaving a certain action. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, companionship has an effect. This is what we learn from this Madani pearl of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So when you choose your friends, choose those individuals who are respectful towards their parents, because their effect on you will be such that if they are respectful towards their parents, you will stay respectful towards your parents. But if they become disrespectful towards their parents, then ma'adallah, one day maybe their effect on you may be such that you become disrespectful towards your parents as well. my dear viewers of Madani Channel, who are parents who are watching, look at who the friends of your children are. You have a duty, especially when they are young, to see who they are hanging around with. Because those friends will have an effect on your child. There is no point 10, 15 years down the line when the child is far into something and saying, oh, why is my child like this? Why is my 18, 19 year old child like this? Where were you when that child was 4 or 5 years old? Why did you not check who his friends were at that age? When he was 10, 11 years old, why don't you check who your child is hanging around with? Because my dear viewers of Madani Channel, whoever your child is hanging around with, those people who are around your child will become like them. If those people who are around your child are always in cinemas and wasting their time in other activities like that, your child will become something like that as well. If they grow up a little bit and those people who are around your child, they are going to bad places, they are doing things they shouldn't be doing because of that companionship, your children will become like that as well. But if your child is with someone who is pious, who reads the glorious Quran, who reads his daily salah, who studies Islamic knowledge, because of the companionship with that individual, because those type of individuals are around your child, inshallah azza wa jal, your child will become like that. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's up to us. Who do we want our children to be like? And that, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is something we should ponder over every time we hear our child is hanging around with somebody. We as parents should look. We as elder siblings should look. We as elders should look. Who are those young children hanging around with? Because it is a duty of care for that young child. That young child might not know what is good for him at that age. He might just think, I'm just hanging around. But you have that experience of life. You have that experience. You know that that companionship will have an effect. So it is important you choose the right friends for your children as well. Do not let them hang around with those individuals who could ruin them in this world and in the hereafter as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to truly understand the importance of companionship and allow us to have pious companions. Moving on to the next part of the topic, carrying on looking at the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and the respect towards parents. So his first advice was, do not be friends with those who are disrespectful to their parents. Because if he is disrespectful towards his parents, he can be disrespectful towards you as well. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, carrying on with the theme of disrespect towards parents or respect for parents. Parents have been described as the doors of paradise or hell. Either your parents can be doors towards paradise for you or doors towards hell for you. The beloved and final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, the man who wakes up in the morning in the state of obedience to his parents, two doors of paradise are opened for him. And in the case where there is only one parent, one door of paradise is open for him. Subhanallah. And in contrast to that, that person who is obedient to his parents, subhanallah, two doors of paradise are open for him. Subhanallah. The doors of paradise are open for that individual who is obedient to his parents. Subhanallah. But look at the other side. The man who wakes up in the morning in a state of disobedience to his parents, then two doors of hell are opened for him. Then a person asked in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even if the parents inflict cruelty upon him, i.e. even then he can't be disrespectful to his parents. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and he repeated this 3 times, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, even if the parents inflict cruelty upon him. Subhanallah. From this hadith, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we see the importance of obedience towards parents. We see the importance of staying away from disobedience to our parents and disrespect to our parents, that literally doors of paradise and hell are open for those individuals concerning their parents. If you are respectful towards your parents, if you are obedient towards your parents, doors of paradise are open for you, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. What else do we need in this world, my dear viewers of Madani Channel? We are given glad tidings of doors of paradise being opened for us just through being obedient and respectful towards our parents. On the contrast, doors of hell are open if we are disrespectful to our parents. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I want to touch on something which is generally forgotten in this topic. We hear so much that children have to be obedient to their parents. Yes, they do. But there are certain times where children are not allowed to be obedient to their parents. Rather, they have to be disobedient to their parents. How? When? When a parent instructs a child or their son or their daughter to do something which is against Sharia, which is against the teachings of Islam, which is against the commands of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that child, that son, that daughter cannot follow the command of his parent. He cannot follow the command of his mother or father in that situation. Rather, he will follow the command of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, if the parent commands the son to shave the beard, the son will not be obedient to the parent, because we have been commanded to grow the beard. So we will follow the command of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If an individual, ma'adallah, is commanded to not pray salah by his parents, we won't be obedient to our parents in this. We'll be obedient to Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If an individual is instructed to not put on the hijab or to not cover properly, again, it is necessary to be disobedient to the parents in this situation. We will follow the commands of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whatever other example you can think of where an individual is commanded by his parents to do something which is against Sharia, we will follow the teachings of Allah Almighty, the commands of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will follow the teachings of Sharia, not the command of the parents. And in this state, an individual will not be classed as being disobedient or disrespectful to the parent. Remember, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last and final messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the owner and distributor of paradise sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved of Allah Almighty sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "No obedience is permissible if it is disobedience to Allah Almighty." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No obedience is permissible if it is disobedience to Allah Almighty. Indeed, obedience is only in righteous acts." So if our parents command us to do something righteous, we have to follow, we should follow. But if they command us to do something which is against the teachings of Islam, which is against the commands of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is not something righteous, then we are not allowed to follow that command. Our parents tell us to shave our beard, we are not allowed to shave our beard. If our parents tell us to not wear our hijab or not cover properly, we are not allowed to use the excuse, "I am being obedient to my parents, and Islam teaches us to be obedient to our parents." That excuse does not work, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Because whenever there is a contradiction between the teachings of Allah Almighty, i.e. the commands of Allah Almighty, and the commands of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the commands of the parents, the commands of Allah Almighty and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will always, always, always be give preference. The Imam of the Ahlu Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says, "It is fard, it is obligatory to obey parents in permissible acts. But obeying them for anything impermissible is not permissible at all." Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, just to illustrate this point of how an individual cannot be obedient to her parents or his parents in those things which go against the commands of Allah Almighty and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm going to mention one incident from the life of the grandmother of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would often patrol in Madinatul Munawwara. He would go around Madinatul Munawwara, walking around the streets, to see if there's anybody poor or needy or anybody who needs help. And this individual called Sayyidina Aslam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, one night I went with Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu on this patrol. And at a certain point, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he got tired, so he sat down leaning against a house, leaning against a wall to take rest. And when he was taking rest, he could hear voices from inside the house. And the voice was heard, "Oh daughter, get up and add some water to the milk." The daughter then replied, "Oh mother, don't you know Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has announced that nobody should mix water with milk?" The mother replied, "At the moment, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is not here. He's not watching us. He can't see us. So why don't you just mix it?" The daughter, she refused. She said, "Dear mother, obeying Amirul Mu'mineen in the presence of people and disobeying him when he is not around, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I won't do it. I cannot do it." Sayyidina Aslam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, having heard the conversation, said, "Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked me the next day to properly identify that house. So he says, I went and I found out that in that house there's a widow who lives there with her unmarried daughter." Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was told about this, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gathered three of his sons. So just remember what's happened in that house. The mother was instructing the daughter to mix water with milk, i.e. basically defraud people, that to show people there's more milk than there actually is by mixing the water with it. And that daughter, being pious, refused. She says, "No, I can't do this." So she followed the commands of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I don't commit fraud. And she disobeyed her parent in that regard because the commands were contradicting each other. Look what happens. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gathers his three sons and he says, "Who from amongst you wants to get married?" Now Sayyidina Abdullah and Sayyidina Abdul Rahman radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, they said, "We're already married." But then the third son, Sayyidina Asim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, "I'll get married." So then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, remember, who is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He's the second caliph of Islam. He's no ordinary individual. Subhanallah. He then sent a marriage proposal to that girl. So he wanted to get his own son married to that girl. Why? Because of her piety. And then, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that marriage happened. And from that marriage, a daughter was born. And then, from that daughter, a son was born. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Umar al-Thani, the second Umar, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. We've seen, what do we learn from that incident? Not obeying the parents is not always wrong. Sometimes obeying parents is compulsory. We must do it. Like this example, when there's a contradiction between the commands of Allah Almighty, the commands of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the commands of our parents, the commands of Allah Almighty and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will always be given preference. And when they are given preference over anyone, children like Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi will be born. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, in every permissible act, we need to be respectful towards our parents. We need to be respectful towards our parents. Remember, our parents are our gates to paradise. Respecting them, honoring them, being obedient to them in the permissible matters is our ticket to paradise. And being disrespectful towards them, not obeying them in permissible acts, in permissible commands, is a ticket towards hell. Gates of hell are open for us if we are like this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. May Allah Almighty allow us to learn from the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Take on the pearls, Madani pearls from his life. Try to learn from the incidents regarding from his blessed family rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Try to learn from his blessed sayings rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, And may Allah Almighty allow us all to be truly obedient and respectful towards our parents. May Allah Almighty allow us to serve our parents. May Allah Almighty make all of our parents happy with us. May Allah Almighty unite us with our parents in paradise as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyal Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.